Are we or are we not in a recession? And in seventh grade, I was taught that two consecutive quarters of decline meant that we were in a recession. Craig Bolanos, I know you've been traveling this week. You've been a busy man. I had to get you on the line today to answer this question from Wealth Management Group. Are we in a recession, Craig?
We are most likely in a recession, John. I mean, if the consensus is it feels like a recession and you just got the famous two quarters of back-to-back growth, who am I to say we're not? But only the NBER, the arbiter of all decisions, is ultimately going to tell us. But remember, according to them, a recession means a significant decline in economic activity spread across the entire economy lasting more than a few months, visible in production, employment, real income, and other indicators. So I guess what? Depends on which side of the political football you're on. That's how this is going to be taught.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. I think this has become a political word that's used, that at the end of the day, of course, all these numbers matter to the average family, but the word we use to describe them, I don't think it really matters much to our pocketbooks.
No, and at the end of the day, I don't want to spend time talking about the definition of a technical recession, a shallow recession. The bottom line is this. We've got wages that have been growing, employment that looks good, but at the end of the day, the inflation has been absolutely devastating. It has gotten clearly into the psychology both of business and consumer. Everybody sees the slowdown, and even if we're not in a recession right now, we'll probably be in some form of a recession in 2023. But that doesn't mean investors should panic. John, we just raised rates 75 basis points yesterday. We just declared it a official, unofficial recession today.
Right.
And we had two huge back-to-back green days in the markets. This is a reminder to everybody. The stock market will have bottomed well before a recession is eventually officially declared.
So even during a recession, I'm not saying that this is for sure going to happen, but the recession may have already been sold off.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. The market is a forward-looking barometer. The market is a crystal ball that works, that tells us about the future. And clearly, the declines in the second quarter that were tremendous declines across all asset classes told us that darker economic days were coming, aka the slowdown. And ultimately, I think what we're going to see is a market that finds a bottom, most likely, sometime in 2022, probably coincides with the point in time that, the recession is officially declared. But the truth is, I think investors can take stock that great companies with solid earnings are continuing to perform.
Was there anything you saw today, numbers-wise, that led to this rally? Because, yeah, as you say, yesterday, in theory, is not a great number to come out with the Fed. That has huge implications. You see this number, and initially the markets were down, but boy, they rallied, and then they just kind of kept on rallying. I was waiting for a pullback later in the day, but they just must have known you were coming on the program tonight because they kept roaring.
Yes, I've had a good track record on your show, John.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. But momentum is still here in big tech. Obviously, what got sold off the hardest is what's been rallying the absolute most. But if someone were to say, where was this critical juncture that was made? It was during the Federal Reserve testimony where we got clear, concise evidence through the lips of JP, Jerome Powell, who basically told us they are front-loading all of the interest rate hikes to tamp down inflation, which means the market was overpricing the amount of hikes going into the end of the year and early 2023. The market has now discounted the amount of rate hikes based on what the Fed has said. And I think everyone's anticipating a cold front coming through on inflation once we get that July CPI and PCE data that's coming out here in early August.
Last question. That's got to be an important number, right? Because expectations are going to be with gas prices having gone down during that measure that we're going to start seeing a downtrend. The thing that could really mess things up now, I imagine, is this, that number keeps popping in some weird way.
Everybody on the planet who has a 401k, an IRA, anybody who's involved in capital markets, I think is spending a lot of time right now taking a look at the jobs data that comes out, followed by the CPI data. That July data, which gets released here the first and second week of August, is absolutely pivotal to decide whether or not the market's off sides. And I think what we're going to do is we're probably going to be rewarded with a lower inflation print finally. everyone's going to breathe a sigh of relief. And hopefully the Fed has done a good job of playing catch up. But certainly they've learned when they have their thumb on the scales of what I call economic policy for far too long, it leads to repercussions on the backside. And we've all been paying for it.
Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group. Thanks for giving us your time today. I appreciate it.
John, absolute pleasure.